This is Twinfluence Talks. We're identical twins, business partners, and best friends. This podcast will bring you deeper into our lives, give you behind-the-scenes interviews with special guests, and open you up to the spiritual practices we strongly believe in. Get ready to get raw and real. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Leanna.
And this is Twinfluence Talks.
Welcome back to Twinfluence, the podcast. We are so excited to have Danielle here today. She's one of my really good friends. She's a Montreal influencer. She works in the fashion industry and she inspires me so much. Danielle, we're so happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be here. My first podcast.
Welcome. Is this your first podcast?
Very first, yeah.
Wow. I'm happy that we broke that virginity.
And I'm honored you're here. Like, I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun.
It's exciting.
I'm honored.
So I want to start off. There's so many things that we want to dig into with you. People are asking me so many questions. I know most of you know that Danielle is one of my good friends. We have posted together on Instagram. We've grown so close over the last year. And I just want to start with like knowing more about your journey. I already know so much, but there's more that I want to know. And there's so many things we haven't talked about. And I'm sure there's so many things that you guys listening also want to know. So I just want to start off with, I guess, you know, you're like where you grew up, your childhood a little bit, and, you know, tell me what led you to Montreal in the end. I just want to hear about that.
Sure. So I'm originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I moved here 11 years ago. I would say growing up in Winnipeg, I mean, I had a great childhood. I would say my mother is my best friend in the whole world and my dad is my hero. And
that's so sweet.
And I moved here because, well, you know, when I was in my teenage years, my mom actually made a comment. She knew that I wouldn't stay in Winnipeg and I didn't really know what that meant. Until I was around.
Wow. Your mom.
Yeah, definitely. Until I was around 18 or 19 and I entertained the idea of moving to Toronto. And then I kind of read about, some schools that catered around, careers in the fashion industry. And so I explored that a little. I saw that there were some options in Vancouver, but I'm just really not a West Coast kind of person. It's one of my favorite places to visit.
Yeah, me too. I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah, East Coast vibes, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, New York and the fast-paced life. But yeah, and then I found a school here in Montreal. It was between Toronto and Montreal. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, so you could have been my bestie instead of Jackie's bestie.
No way it was between Montreal and Toronto. No way. So what was the deciding factor?
Well, I actually grew up, so on my dad's side of the family, they are Franco-Manitoban, which means that, a lot of people don't know this, but...
I don't know what that is. Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So maybe say what that is for people that don't know.
Sure, yeah. So Manitoba has the highest speaking French population outside of Quebec. Yeah.
Wow.
I think I saw you shared something like that on Instagram the other day and it's reminding me of that. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. People are floored by that. Actually, my dad's first language is French and he learned English when he went into grade one. And it's actually crazy when my whole dad's side of the family, they're all Francophone. My cousins, they went to school in French. And when my dad met my mom, who's an Anglophone, she only speaks English, it was a bit of a thing for the family. And the deal was that with my grandparents is that the kids had to have French names. So my name, and then I have a brother and a sister. My brother's name is Justin and my sister's name is Melanie. And legally, my sister's name is written like M-E, you know, the accent aigu.
Oui, Melanie.
Yeah.
And Danielle, I guess we'd be like Danielle.
Exactly. That's how my dad says my name is with the French accent.
Wow. That's so interesting. So it's like, you're meant to be here. That is because you obviously speak a lot of French being here and you're comfortable with it.
Are you fully fluent in French?
So I'm bilingual, but
wow.
We like to think we're bilingual too,
but
until
I
walk into a store and then they talk to me and I speak to them in French and they respond in English and I'm like, oof, you know, it's a bit of
on the regular here in Blainville on the regular.
Yeah, for sure. Where Jackie lives. I know a lot of people know this, but where Jackie lives, it's like super French. When I went to visit with Jackie, everyone was speaking French to us and we would talk back in French and they would speak to us in English. So it was a bit of like an insult. But
yeah, we're like, okay, we know. Yeah. But they're actually pretty nice about it. Most people are actually cool. But anyway, back to you. So tell us more. So you decided to come to Montreal over Toronto.
Yeah. And I, the reason why I decided on Montreal is, I mean, I guess I just wanted to, I don't know, I guess maybe I wanted to get back in touch with speaking French again. Yeah. When I first moved here, it was a huge culture shock for me. Like, I had actually never been to Montreal, and I decided I wanted to go to school in Montreal, and my dad and I flew out here, and we went, we met with school, and we looked at some apartments, you know, with a roommate, and
Well, no way.
That was actually, yeah, that was my first time in Montreal, but I, for some reason, I knew I wanted to be here.
Follow that intuition, girl. Yes.
You know what? I look back and I'm like, how was I so like relentless with this? Like, I just was like,
I think it's intuition. You're very intuitive.
I had a when I moved to Toronto, it was the same thing. It was like such, it was a feeling. You just know.
Yeah. You know what? And I feel like maybe back then I wasn't as intuitive as I am now, but back then I actually had a long-term boyfriend and we were both supposed to move here. Ooh. And yeah. So we had set some, yeah.
No way. Wow. I'm just learning so much.
Yeah. You don't even know this, Jackie, but you know, we had set out some goals and I saw that he sort of wasn't actively trying to maybe reach those goals. Like, you know, maybe intuitively it wasn't for him. And I said, I'm going, I'm leaving. So,
wow. You know, I'm a big believer, Jack and I talk about this. I'm a big believer in like not moving for anybody, like not moving for like a boyfriend or not moving for like whatever. Like, I believe that it's like, if you're supposed to go there, like when I moved to Toronto, it was like, I moved here on my own. I met Brent and now I'm here because my family's here. And like, he's my family, Capri and his, like my in-laws and everything like that. But I'm a firm believer in going somewhere for you. And if that's meant to work out, it will. But I really believe that it's like, it should be an independent decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. I'm fully on board with that as well. That's how I feel as well.
So how did you, so I know, I feel like there's so much I want to talk about. So how did you get into, I know
that you moved to Montreal and this was how many years ago, 10 years ago, right?
11.
11 years. Wow. So how often do you see your family? How often do you visit them? Do they visit you?
Yeah. So actually, you know, since COVID, I haven't seen my family in, it'll be going on. The last time I was home was December 2019. So I'm going home this December.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a really long time for me. Like, I could really feel it, you know, in my soul, like how bad, like, you know, I talk to my mom 18 times a day.
Yeah, I can only, Leanna talks about this living in Toronto. She always says, it's hard for me sometimes to see you with mom and dad. And I, and then I say, you know, and when Danielle, when we talk about this, I said, Leanna goes through this too. I, you know, it's hard when you're not near your family. And the fact that you haven't seen your mom since December 2019, that's almost 2 years.
Yeah. Like I shared something, I shared something on Instagram the other day. My parents were visiting last weekend. And I shared something about, I was super sad that they left and you were like one of the first people to respond to me regarding that. And I could tell that you really understood where I was coming from. It's fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gutting. And it's funny. I always have these moments when I'm at the airport, like once I'm leaving Winnipeg and I'm sort of at the gate and sort of the first word that comes to mind is sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, when you feel like, you know, you set off to do something else and you kind of have to sacrifice time. I guess maybe because you have to follow your own path.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I feel like we have been really connected on. And Jackie and I have talked about this before also where, you know, Jackie and I shared with you guys our work with Patty, the medium, and our work with multidimensional Jen and our work with Jen who did my past life regression. She's a different Jen. And we've talked to Danielle about all of this. And one of the things that I think connects the three of us really well is the fact that I feel like you're really in that spiritual journey like we are. And it's just super eye-opening. And I think that once you kind of follow what your path is, it's hard, it's tough, but you know that the universe has a bigger plan. And that's like a huge part of just getting your shit together.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And as that happens, it's like you fall, you step more into your power. You start along the way, you lose friendships, then you gain friendships. You're more meant to be like aligned with, and things just start to fall into place. I think you're in that place too, like us, where we're just like at that part in our spiritual journey, you know? And it's just our overall journeys.
How did the three of us first connect? Like, I know we're going to go to like we asked you guys a bunch of questions for Danielle through our Instagram.
We'll get to those at the end.
But I want to kind of start with like you, how you guys met. I want to talk more about like the influencer stuff, how we deal with like the pressures and the like all the drama and everything comes with it.
Hold on, sis, you got to back up. Even before we get into the influencer stuff.
This is what Danielle's just.
I'm narrating this, sissy. I want to know, what I want to know is, before before we get into that, we are going to get into that because we're going to talk all about friendships and how Danielle and I connected and aligning with the right people. But what I want to know a little bit more about is, so once you moved here, I just want to like finish up with that because I need to know a little bit more about your journey. Like,
sure.
I'm learning this, and I know a lot of people on here don't know this, and they, and I want them to know. So, and just how hard you work and what you do, because you're a boss ass bitch.
And you don't talk about, you actually don't talk about your job a lot on social media. So this is like a way for people to, who aren't sure about it.
More about you. I want them to be able to understand because there's so much more about you. So once you moved here and, you know, you, like you said, you chose Montreal over Toronto and it's been hard. You're not really able to see your family. But once you moved here, like you, for those of you that don't know, Danielle has a fantastic job and she works in fashion. She works really, really hard. I've never seen anybody work like this woman. She inspires me so much. Like she was the one that recommended 5 a.m. Club to me. And 5 a.m. Club is about people that really work their asses off.
It's that book that you were, that book you were talking about. Yeah.
About honing a different kind of power and really putting in a certain amount of work. And Danielle's at the point in her career right now where she's putting in the work. She's killing it like on the work front in her job in fashion. And she's connecting with all of you on Instagram, which is a whole other avenue for her. But before we get into the Instagram, just tell the, I just want to end off with, you know, with your moving here, whatever, how you got into your job and just, you know, tell us a little bit about your job and a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. I started school here and it was kind of different. So when I first moved here, like I didn't
you
know.
You did start school here?
Well, yeah. I went to Sage up here, but it's like,
where did you go? What's Sage up?
Okay, so I went to LaSalle, but like I didn't
know. No way! LaSalle! So you went to Dawson. Marketing. Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Hey, how you went to LaSalle? That's fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah, except like, you know, when you're from like they call like out of province students, as I was, anyways, when I first moved here, I got here and they're like, it's Sage Up. I was like, what's Sage Up? Like,
I'm that's what my husband says. He's like, what the fuck is Sage Up? Like, what is that?
I know. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I was like, no, I don't go to Sage Up. Like, I go to like college, you know, for anyway. Still trying to wrap my head around that. But so I started school and it was really interesting because a lot of people that I was going to school with, it was different. You know, I moved out here. I had to get a, you know, almost part-time working full-time hours. I used to work in restaurants and bars. I used to be a bartender. I was a bottle service waitress. So I work really late hours and then go to school. I think maybe and it's just so weird looking back now, I had really decided what I wanted to do. I actually, you know, I did really well in school academically. And I think it was
something that you and Jackie do not have in common.
I never did well in school. Leanna did. Leanna was the kind of person that would study for 3 minutes and get an A, where I would spend 3 weeks studying.
I did all of her tests. That's another story.
Minus if I was lucky. Leanna, I would. You guys are smart. I'm not like that. I'm more creative. I don't know.
Jackie's more creative. No, totally. But go ahead. Go ahead.
I guess, you know, for me, like my challenge was, looking around in the classroom and seeing a lot of other fellow students who maybe still lived with their parents. And there's no shade at all at that. That's just their situation. But for me, it was different. I was working later hours. And if I didn't, do you know what I mean? Like if I didn't go grocery shopping the night before, like, you know, I wouldn't have any food to come home to and just all these things. There was a lot of
on your own.
Yeah, exactly. And actually when I graduated, one thing that my dad said, and he doesn't give like accolades all the time. He said, you really bit off more than you could chew and you really did it, you know, but towards the end of the, of my third year, cause my program was 3 years, I was actually nominated for the Lieutenant Governor's Award, which is an award for academic excellence and making a positive impact in the community. So,
oh my God, that's fantastic, Dee.
Yeah. Anyways, it was shocking to me.
That's so cool. It's interesting because Jackie likes to always say that you guys have so much in common because she loves you so much, and I feel the same way. And I actually feel like we have a lot in common too, because when I hear about your journey from like where you like, you know, moving to Montreal and everything, it reminds me of Toronto. And like, my dad was the same way. Like he was like, once I moved and found a job here before we started our business, he was like super proud of me. And it was such an amazing feeling. And he's not the same thing. He's not one to give out like a ton of accolades or give me like credit only when credit is due. That's how he works. And I know you can relate to that. That's really cool. See, Jackie, we have a lot in common too.
I'm just really glad we're doing this because I knew that it would be a good chance, number one, for everybody that's listening, all of our followers and community, to hear more about you, but also for Leanna and me too. So I'm
really
Yeah.
So, so after you finished, how long were you at LaSalle for?
3 years. And then, I had a lot of feedback from the industry stating that the fashion industry isn't for the faint of heart.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't really listen to that. But I will say, I've been in the industry for, a while now. But I would say an experience that I had in my first year, I was really excited. It was like my first few years in the industry, and I had been around some leadership. So I had a boss that, had it all and had very poor leadership values.
This is a woman, or was a woman boss?
Yeah, a woman boss. And the leadership was so poor that I kind of made it a personal mandate to make sure that I'm always, a strong leader and a good leader. Mm-hmm. Because a really important lesson that I've learned over the years, especially in the industry, which is super crazy, and it's like you're always on borrowed time, is that leadership is a service to others, and it's really nothing else. It's not about a title. It's not about ego. It's not about money. Anything else. Lead by example.
Yes. So. I was going to say lead by example. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, and once you left LaSalle, then you started how long have you been at your job now?
My current job, I've been there for 4 years.
Okay. And what were you doing before this position?
Like my actual role.
Yeah. Well, before you've been at the same company, like since you left LaSalle?
No. I went to a couple of different companies. I worked for just a few.
Groovy.
Yeah.
And you've been at your job now for 4 years.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you guys should hear, I speak to Danielle every day. We voice note all day long. I speak to her probably as much as I speak to you, Liana.
That's saying a lot.
It's crazy. I'm like, Liana calls me.
No problem.
Liana, I'm leaving Danielle a voice note. Just call me in the middle of it.
All the time. I'll call Jackie and she'll literally, she'll be like, Liana, don't call me for 2 minutes or whatever. I'm sending Danielle a voice note. And it's like something that I'm not used to, because I'm always like, Jackie, what do you mean? Like, I'm number one. Like, what is happening here? And it's interesting. Like, the friendship and the social media, that's what I want to get into now. Like the whole social media side of everything. So
Liana's thirsty for it. She's like, I want to talk about that.
Let's spill the tea here. Let's get into the guts. But so in terms of social media, what is your journey with that?
How we met? I think that's what you wanted to know before.
Yeah. So why don't you start with how you and Jackie met, and we'll get into it. Yes.
So can I just start the story? I guess. And then
yes. Yeah. Go ahead, girl.
Go ahead. What I remember.
Jackie's so excited to show this off. Go ahead.
Because it's like, I'm so talk about this. When Dan, the first, because there's a lot of people that DM us and that come through and that we speak to on the regular and that message us, and it's sort of hard to keep track. But Danielle and I kind of started, I'd say last summer. One of the first things I heard from her was you recommended the 5 a.m. club to me. And I just felt pulled to you. And we just started becoming Instagram friends. And it started off slow. We would DM. And then I'd say maybe 6 months into that, we started leaving voice notes for each other. And we just started connecting on a lot of different topics. And at first, she had recommended the 5 a.m. club to me. Then I was seeing some stuff she had going on Instagram, with the lives and things. She just had a bunch of different things going on. She was working on some things. And we just, we felt kind of pulled to each other. We started leaving each other voice notes. And this was at a time when I'm sure most of you remember last summer in Montreal, the pandemic, we were all at home. And I just remember doing a lot of mornings from the months of January till May, sending you 6 a.m. voice notes. We just started to leave each other early morning voice notes. We'd always wake up to leave each other these voice notes. And anyway, it just kind of grew from there. And
I feel like I didn't know what a voice note was until I knew what it was, but I never used that application or whatever on Instagram. It's when, I'm sure most people who are listening know this, but it's when you can instead of sending a text, you can send a voice message. And I feel like I only started voice noting because you guys were doing that so much. And I didn't realize that it was a way to even now, when I get DMs, sometimes when I get I'll get 5 DMs about a topic from a follower.
You just send a note. Yeah.
And I would usually send it would take me so much time and my fingers and whatever and responding. But I was open to the idea of them hearing my voice and responding in a voice note. And you guys actually really inspired me with that. So I appreciate that.
How we essentially evolved. We started talking about so many different things and through time we finally met up in person. There's just so many things we connected on. And she has been, for me, such a blessing because, working in this industry, you meet so many different creators and so many different influencers. And Danielle is one of the first people that I've met that I really feel so aligned to. And we support each other in so many ways. When we hang out, we relate on so many levels. She understands what I'm trying to do with my purpose. I understand what she's trying to do with her purpose. And we just really respect each other And yeah, I mean, that's how I think we've met. Danielle, you can kind of take it from there, but I feel like I kind of hit on most of the points. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? It's really funny. Like, I feel like I can't really start my day until I get a voice note from you.
Really? What yes. the hell?
Yes. And then
every morning before you, Leon, I message Danielle.
Well, I'm not up as early as you broad. So I wake up and I see Jackie's stories. Like, it's always like, you always check, like, you know, we all know this, look at the algorithm. It's like, you see who like you check the most. And Danielle and Jackie are always like my, like one of my like first two people to check. And it's always like, I'm getting up at like a certain time in the morning and I see Danielle's been posting. It's the same with Jackie, like 2 hours, it's like 2 hours ago. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta get my shit together. These ladies are up early. And I think
like, they are up early. Cause Danielle, you have to be on. She's because she knows she Danielle is one of the, what I love about her the most is that she knows how to, she works really hard, but she also knows how to have fun. Mm-hmm. And she has good balance. We've had a lot of fun together. We went out for my birthday. We just, I don't know. You're just a lot of fun, Dee. And I don't know. I just have been, it's been so nice to get to know you. And I'm so grateful for our friendship.
How do you guys deal with like, I'm going to be real. Like, I mean, I'm your twin. So like, it doesn't affect me, but like as people who like would probably from the outside looking in would like, oh, they're this, they're that. Like, we know the social media world. We know how people talk. And I know that Danielle, you and I have talked about this. Like, we try to keep it as straight as possible. Like, Danielle and I and Jackie are firm believers in positivity, always positive vibes, all that stuff. And how do you deal with like any, if there's any negativity or people want to say shit or whatever, how do you deal with that? I know this is like a question that is like, there's a lot to get into, but like.
Yeah. So here's one thing about me, and I'm being honest. I'm not just saying this. I literally do not care what people think of me. I don't care. I know myself really well. I've been through a lot, actually. I feel like I'm, you know, I've lived 1,000 lives. There's a lot of stuff in the last couple of years, especially since 2019 was, you know, it was the year before the pandemic. And I had already gone through an insane, like multiple adventures that involved, you know, like a lot of trauma. And I've kind of talked about this on social media before, like the house fire and stuff. And yeah, I don't care what people think of me.
That's
what you've inspired me. No, I have to say, like, and I think that's what's drawn me a lot to you and with our friendship, Dee. You know, you are one of the most just a strong, confident, you're a force to be reckoned with. Like Katina, if you're listening, Katina said that on Instagram. She's right.
Oh, nice. Love
so
her.
True. Love you, Katina. So true. I you inspire me because, you know, Liana and I, as our platforms have grown, we have come with that, you know, there's positives, but there's come more criticism. And with every negative DM comes a little bit of, with tons of positive DMs comes a little bit of negative.
I always say for like every like 10 positive DMs, you're going to have like one request.
Like you're like saying
negative.
Like, Dee, you're saying that I, you know, my morning voice notes help you. Well, you help me. Like you, I look at you and I'm like, this is like, you, I want to sprinkle your like confidence on me. Like I feel so.
We talk about, Jack and I talk about that a lot. Like it's something that we have struggled with. And I think caring about what other people think, I think that in order to excel in a career and to keep going and going and going, you have to quiet that noise. And we talk about that a lot. Like sometimes we'll be in a position where something really big is happening for us with work and we struggle with it because I feel like we care about what people say. And it's something like sometimes like it's just like Jackie won't care what people say, but then I will, and then I'll be in a phase where I don't and she does, and I want it to be something that's more consistent.
Yeah, you know what, one thing for me is that I always think about is, you know, consider your sources. You know, who is saying that? Is it, you know, and if someone is saying something negative, it reflects more on them than on you. And I know it's like a really cliche thing to say,
but it's true.
But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are really confident, and those are not the ones saying rude things nor criticizing. So
you know, we've all worked with Multidimensional Jen. We've talked about her before on the podcast. We did
love her.
Talk with her.
We love her. She's the best.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. And she, the other day we did a session the other day. Danielle, you messaged me about it today because you saw that I posted about it. And she had on the call, like we were just talking about stuff, and she's pulled this card and all these different cards. And one of them was talking about how everything is like a mirror. And when somebody says something negative, it's really like something on them. Like it's, you know, we talk about the burner accounts and the people who are create accounts to like attack us that have like zero followers. Like
Danielle, you get this. And like now that you're dealing with this and like, welcome to this world. It's like, once you, it's like, be careful what you wish for. Cause while it's amazing to have this community and we all love like speaking to you, it's also really hard sometimes. And there is a lot of people that say negative things, and it's, you have to be a really certain kind of strong person to do this. And that's why I know you're meant for this, Dee, to do the online thing too. Like how it's evolved for you, because you can handle it. You are like, you see the love and it overpowers the hate for you, and you're able to.
Are there friendships that you've had that you prior to like gaining like a bigger following? Are there friendships that you had that haven't worked out because of that? Like, is there anything that like maybe like because Jack and I have dealt with that? Like, I know that once we started this journey, there were a lot of people that would like bring things to me and say things to me, and I'm like, listen, like this is where I'm going with my career. It's going to keep getting bigger. If people are saying negative things about you and you're not shutting it down, you're not my friend. And we've lost friends over that. Like, I had a friend who said that her friends were criticizing me and she was agreeing with them, but she wasn't agreeing with them. But like, you know, all the same bullshit story. And I don't speak to that person anymore because I've had to cut out all the people that bring the negativity to me. Have you faced?
We have to have people around us that we 100% trust.
Right. Have you faced similar challenges?
Yeah. So, you know, what's really interesting is I've seen people talk about this on stories before, like in the past. And I think that for some people, you know, maybe if someone puts their life a little bit more out there, and for close friends, it can feel kind of weird.
Have you ever had a close friend be like, I be negative to you about a situation? Because I have. I've had friends be like, I couldn't watch this. And I'm like, why are you saying this to me? Like, do you face that too?
Yeah. You know what? I have some friends that are like, that are really impartial to the stuff. And they just, you know, it's nothing to them. I've made some amazing new connections. But one thing's really interesting when I started storying, and one of the first few stories that I talked about was when I started seeing a naturopath and I adopted 80-20 lifestyle. And then I talked about my marijuana detox. Yeah. And it was interesting because I noticed some friends of mine really quieting, and I didn't really think much of it. But one thing that I truly live by is if your friends don't hype you, they're not your friends. So, and I had seen like, you know, a lot of, you know, in the past, you know, there's like quotes and people talking about it, like, you know, pay attention to who is cheering for you. So yeah, I did have a friend that was like, you know, you need to check yourself. I don't know what you're doing with this and that, you know, like you'll just basically trying to devalue me and make me feel bad about what I was doing.
This is where I think we also relate, just sorry to interject, because when you are doing this, and this is one of the things I love so much about you, like Danielle and I can hang out, and like if I need to do a story, like she gets it. If I have to do something for work, she gets it. If something comes, like you understand and you don't judge it. And that's where it's, I think, as somebody who works in social media, who understands, you see the back ends of it now, you're understanding a lot more about how to make money on it. Like you get how it's working, how to build a community. You're understanding it now. So you understand like this world. I think for people that aren't in it, they don't really understand it. And there's a lot of judgment that comes from that.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what, I've kind of, you know, I don't want to like put out a cliche quote or anything like that, but sometimes
quotes, baby, we want to hear them. We're here.
You know, sometimes when you're on a certain trajectory, some people say that, you know, it can feel isolating at the top. And by no means do I think that I'm at the top in any way, but sometimes if you're heading in a certain direction, there are people that no longer fit your life, and you need to just make peace with it and move on.
In situations for those people to literally kind of drop off, like, you know, Liana was saying the situation before about the girl that like we had a situation, our friend, we literally like knew she was saying things about us, talking about her and saying bad things. It was like, and I said to Liana, I'm like, she handed us the scissors to cut her out. Like, you know what I'm saying? It gets to a point where it's like, I don't wish anybody any negativity, but you know, throughout the years, it's a lesson Liana and I have had to learn. We've been friends with for a long time. And there's a lot of people that we've also lost along the way, but with that, we've gained so many new people. And I think it's normal because you change, you evolve, you grow. At least we have. So, you know,
but it's even the same with like having kids. Like I know, like, you know, Jack and I both have kids, and I don't know if like, do you want kids? That's a good question.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you have kids, when you have kids, it's like, it can be like, there are friends who don't have kids who will fully understand you. I have like a bunch of friends like that, but then there are those friends who like can't grasp a lot of like the idea around not being able to respond back or call back or whatever. It's a similar thing with social media. It's like, when you gain some sort of a community or some sort of a following on social media, people tend to be very negative. And the people who are negative are the ones that I have a really hard time being friends with or keeping a relationship with, because they're constantly bringing negativity to me when I'm trying to grow this beautiful space and do these wonderful things for all these people. Like we were on that talk, Danielle was on our talk with Patty the other day. We've talked about her, the medium. And I just think that it's really important to be selective about who you really let in.
Yeah. And you know what? I think one thing as well is a lot of people, how do I put this? Some people, so there's people online, and Jackie, we talk about this a lot. There's people out there that post for attention, and there's people that post for intention, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, and I say one of the greatest discords in communication is translation. So someone out there, you know, might think that because they're translating it differently than the spirit of my intention, someone might say, you know, she's just posting this for attention, but truly, like authentically, I, and then I guess we can get into this later, but when I started storing, a lot of it was around health. And I'm actually someone, I know a lot.
I want to hear about you starting to story. Tell us that about that. But because I wanted to ask you about that. And I'm sure a lot of people don't know. Tell us how, because everybody knows now what you do. We talked a little bit about your job, but now talk a little bit about how you did get into the stories and how it did evolve for you. I want to hear.
Was it like one day that you just like did a face story? Like, how did that evolve for you where you became really engaged with your community? Because you've grown. I know for me and Jackie, whenever you share us or tag us, like we get followers. Like, I know that you have a very engaged community.
It's not about how many followers you have. Take this from a social media expert, which I really believe I am. It's not about how many followers you have. It's about how engaged your community is. I've worked with
100%
with 50,000 followers that have given clients that we've had in the past nothing. Danielle is more of a micro. She has under 10K, but she's given those. We've worked with her for some clients for general. You've given our clients more than I have with people with 1,000.
So and it's about your. I want to say something about that too, because some people like underestimate micro influencers, and like Jackie and I have like done podcasts with people like from different reality shows and whatever. And yes, their reach has been great, but in all honesty, when you share us, we get high engagement, and I know it's vice versa. And I think that that's what's like, that's so cool that we can kind of feed off each other. And there's a similar goal in mind.
A lot of similar followers now, and I kind of, anyway, but that's why. So tell us how you started. Tell us, let's go.
Sure. So I remember distinctly, there's a few, I would say landmarks in this whole thing, but I just want to just
love that landmark.
So just as a precursor, so you guys know, this is back sort of before Instagram and like the era of influencers.
There was a time when Instagram didn't exist.
I know.
Go ahead.
Like, what were we doing?
That was a joke, yeah.
but this is back in the day. And, you know, my best friend since childhood, she said, you need to get on YouTube. And I was like, that's crazy. And I at one of my jobs, I worked with this girl. And, you know, I was always one of those people that I always knew about a new product. And everyone was like, you know, even when I was in high school, like, because this is before, you know, the age of cell phones, and people would call me like, hey, like, what are the latest things that I should buy? Do I buy dark denim or light denim? So it's kind of always one of those sources, I guess. And a lot of people growing up, even my mother, my best friend, even some of my coworkers who came to me and they're like, this should be your plan, this and that. And it was YouTube. And I'm like, I really don't see myself doing YouTube, but maybe I was just in a place where.
So
I
you were share. So part like Instagram, YouTube was like a place where you thought that that's where you would have your community.
Yeah, because that's kind of where what everyone was doing. But I was like, no, not for me. Like, I'm super career oriented. Like, da da da. And then back in December, you guys know my boyfriend Mike. He, you know, he's really present on social media, and he's known for his lives. And he did a live, like, meet my girlfriend. And when we did this live, he kept asking me, like, you're not nervous?
I just have to say, it's one of the things that drew me to you. I was like smoking a joint, hanging out. And I popped in and I was like, oh my God, like, I love this.
Yeah. And you know, the whole time, like he said, like, you're not nervous. Like, why are you not nervous? And I'm like, well, why would I be nervous if I'm just sharing about my life? And maybe it's also just because of my previous experience too. Like, I'm used to presenting, right. I'm used to being in front of people, I'm used to sort of
performing,
you know. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, not, I don't want to use the word calculated, I don't love that word for this, but I sort of measure what.
Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly. Yeah. And he was kind of blown away by how not nervous I was. He's like, you know, he said, normally people freak out about this. And I said, no, this is cool. Maybe they're just gonna think I'm super boring. And that kind of, you know, I guess wasn't really the case. And then, so now we're in, or this is January, 2021. And, you know, we couldn't go out. There was nothing to do. And he was doing Instagram lives and thousands of people would watch. And thousands.
It's like 10,000, I think, one point.
Yeah, where the analytics said that 10,000 unique accounts had watched. But I think
he's wild for a guy from Montreal. Like, bravo, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And there was this one, I guess, I don't know, I guess he started sharing a little bit more. And then I started sharing a little bit more on social media, but, you know, I didn't think anything of it. But there was this one live that he did, and there was this girl that came on, and, you know, she was young. And you could tell that she really wanted, you know, I don't know, I guess she just wanted some attention, and
we call, you know, it clout. She wanted some clout.
Yeah. The damn clout chasers, yeah. You know? And she, I don't know, she came on anyways, whatever. And Mike said, you know, I would love to know what my girlfriend has to say about this. And, you know, I came on, I spoke my mind, and I'm really careful not to have aggressive opinions, especially if it's towards someone, you know, but I spoke my mind just, you know, not towards her, but an overall situation, and people were going fucking insane. And, you know, the support that I got, they're like, you know, just a lot of, I just kind of noticed there's a lot of people in my corner, I guess, or people are like, oh, yeah, she's really cool, this and that. And I'm like, oh, I'm
comments on those lives. People would always be like, Danielle, it was like,
were people, did people know that you and Mike, like, do they, like, they watch these lives knowing that he, like, he's, that you guys are together, like, that you guys are together?
Yeah. Yeah. They did the meet my girlfriend, and then it evolved. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then you guys actually had you guys had a Twinfluence talk in January. And I attended because, you know, Mike was really in social media, and I thought, you know what, I could learn a thing or two from them. And
oh, this is our social media. Yeah. For social media talk.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, taking notes on, and I thought, you know, I want to get to know a little bit more about this world, 'cause I feel like I don't know enough. And your guys' talk was amazing. And you know what? Just quickly,
yeah, like, you guys, that talk, we even got a call out. We got on some calls after that talk, and we social media. Yeah.
We got on some calls, and Jackie, it was you. You were like, listen, you know, I think you're pretty interesting, and I think that there's more to you. Why don't you just start peeling back the layers? This is verbatim. You said this because I'll never forget it. You said, why don't you start peeling back the layers and share a little bit more on your stories and see what happens? And I was like, share more about what? Like, what? And I remember telling you, I said, you know, like, I've been working with Vanessa, my naturopath, and I've sort of adopted a different lifestyle, and it's really changing the way that I feel and everything. So I guess I'll share that. And, you know, I'm a person, I don't know, I've just always been into health, and my electives in university were health sciences. So I, you know, I do sort of have some formal education in that. And I just did a story, like, where it was a picture of me, and then there was just, you know, talking about, like, what I did. And the reaction that I got was overwhelming. And I remember you messaging you, Jackie, and I'm like, this is crazy, the amount of messages that I'm getting.
I told you, it's all aligning, honey. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like,
magic in you, because I just knew you could do this. And I knew that there's magic that you needed to share, and that it was coming from a place of intention, not attention. And that it was like, I'm so happy to hear that, because I feel so aligned to your journey, and I know you feel aligned to mine, and I think we have inspired each other so much.
So, like, I have told you so many times, I feel like I couldn't have done this without you, because it's just like such uncharted territories.
I was like, I could never go to an influencer event again, I'm done. And I went with Danielle. I was like, we're going, like, if you come with me, we're gonna go. We went. And
so I'm just the third wheel in this situation, eh?
Like, you're not in Montreal, and you know what, I think what's really great about my relationship with Danielle and your relationship with Danielle, and I want to talk a little bit more about friendships, because I got some questions from people about, like, toxic friendships and stuff. But what's so cool is that, you know, well, Danielle and I, yes, we're closer, like, you're one of my best friends. You and Leanne are still really good friends, and we all have this, like, really good dynamic now, and it's really healthy, and it's just beautiful, and we all support each other, and we respect each other. And I love that Leanne and I have, we have a lot of friends in common, we still have some friends where, you know, just like, it's a different dynamic. It's cool. It's great. And it goes to show, it's, we're not the twins, Leanna. Like, I'm Jackie, and she's, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel more of a one person.
More independent. Totally.
Yeah. And I'm sure, Dee, there's things you connect with me about, that there's things that we have in common. There's things that you connect with Leanna about. And that's what's so cool too.
Yeah. And I will say, you guys, you know, like, you know, before we became friends, I have been following you guys for a really long time. And one of my favorite things about you guys, both of you, is how authentic you were. And I loved how you were more outspoken about, like, you know, I feel anxious about this, and then, and motherhood, and I feel anxious. And I loved how much you were sharing about that. And I was like, well, I relate, because if they feel like that way, I feel like that way. This is real. You know what I mean? So I just love how you guys are always real. And I feel like maybe, you know, let's just call this social media forum, ever since, there's almost been sort of a great reset since the pandemic, And I feel like this forum is a little bit more open to authenticity, and people want like less curated photos and more authentic personalities. And, you know,
literally me and Jackie talked about this today.
Yes, but you're right.
Ever since we've been more like exactly what you said, authentic and open on Instagram, I always used to think I had to present a perfectly curated feed, a perfectly curated, even my stories. Like when stories first came out, it was also like, just, it had to be this way, had to be this way, had to be this way. And it's something that I'm working on. And I noticed that the more honest and open I am, exactly what you're saying, you related to us. And that's something that's huge to me, because I always, Jackie knows, like I used to go to her and be like, as long as the pictures are perfect and the stories are perfect. And that we ran that way.
Like, I'm like, what's the rule for the feed? As long as it's like a perfect picture. And now that's like not our rule at all. It's like,
I don't give a shit.
I would just like, as long as there's intention, you know? Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
But yeah, Danielle, I feel the same about you. Like in so many of the ways that you feel that about us, I feel that about you. I think you're so authentic. I love your stories. I love everything you share. And I love that we also share. This is what true friendship is, ladies and gentlemen. Danielle and I are in the same industry. Danielle and I share a lot of similar things. Danielle and I are both growing in this industry together. Are we comparing ourselves to each other? Are we not? No, we're like riding it together. We're actually sharing resources. So when I get a collab, I ask Danielle if she wants to be included, or when she gets a collab, I'm like, oh, is this from this person? I'm going to reach out to her. And now we have so many synchronistic collabs. We've 2 giveaways coming. We're so excited about, and all these things that we're like aligned on. And I think that is also a really cool thing about friendship, and something that's taken me a long time to learn. You know, good intention, strong boundaries, and a mutual respect for each other. Like that's what it's all about, you know, and you've got to be each other's cheerleaders. I actually wrote, Danielle, love you both. Thank you for your great advice. Wish Instagram was real life. I need friends like you both. Somebody wrote.
Oh my God.
So like trust in people. Like Danielle, be real. The first time me and Danielle met, Jackie had met her, and they'd gone out and they had all these times together. And I got my eyelashes done. I think that was the first time we met in person. Yeah, and Danielle said to me, she's like, damn, like, you know, you're like warm and nice. And I'm like, what do you mean? And you're like, you said something to me about, what did you say? What is the difference? Like what? It's okay. I'm not offended. Explain it. It's okay. I'm not upset about it. I feel like a protective energy towards Jackie, which I felt like you felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely feel like you were a tough cookie or crack. That's for sure. But I knew, you know, you're one of those people in due time, like, you know, Leanna, I feel like you're a person that, you know, you need to be earned, and that's okay. Cause I feel like I have the same values. And you know, there's a lot of people out there that are not great people and are possibly toxic. And, you know, your role very much, is protector, and, you know, you wear that proudly in a way. So yeah, but I think also, you know, you knew that, you know, Jackie and I just have such a great friendship that, you know, that it was also safe. But I loved the day that we hung out finally. And
I remember being like, it's funny. Cause like, you know, Jackie talked to me about Danielle for a while. And you and I had conversations too over DM and all that stuff. And like Danielle said, like, I am a very, like, I'm crazy protective, because exactly what we're talking about. Like, I don't want to deal with, like, you know, Jackie's had her heart broken maybe by one guy, but she's had her heart broken by a dozen like women, like friends. And I was always super protective of her. So she'll say like, oh, I love this person. And I'm like, okay, like, what does that mean? Like, when is this going to end? But I could tell by the friendship that you had, and even by you and I DMing, like, there was a situation that happened and Jackie was upset about something from a follower, and Danielle Danielle stepped in, took care of it, handled it.
I was like, wow. I was like, I told you, Leanna, she's the
Jackie got a negative. We'll spill the tea here. Like, Jackie got a negative DM and I was like, oh my God, how do I handle this? And Danielle had already messaged that person, cause it was a follower, I guess, of both of you. And the way you handled it, I was like, oh my God, I get it now. Like, it's just exactly what you said. Like, I am a tough cookie to crack, but because of this industry, it can be really fucking scary. And you don't know like who's the real deal or who's trying to get in for what. But when I met you and when I really understood the vibe and the situation, I was just like, fuck, like I want to be best friends with Danielle too.
You know, what's really interesting too is, you know, after all of us hanging out, I think it's really important that you pay attention to the way that you feel after hanging out with people. And I felt very much energized. Yeah. After hanging out with you guys, like, I felt restored. Yeah. I felt good, even though all of us, when we were together, were very high energy and we're talking a million miles a minute.
Yeah. I know. I told you, I'm like, before you meet Liana, I'm like, you are going to see, you're going to see why Liana doesn't live here. Cause we're a lot, like it's a lot. Cause we're like, it's the same genes. We're a lot.
Well, my husband's walking in to refill my wine. Hold on a second. Lucky, some good service, eh? Thanks, babe.
Welcome.
Cheers.
Oh my God. But yeah.
But yeah, so true. It's so, so, so true.
But yeah, but that day was amazing, Dee, and I felt elevated off your energy too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's really important, especially, you know, I feel like we're in our 30s now. Like we don't have time for it anymore. Like we don't tolerate any bullshit.
And that's why we met at this age. And that's why I think we were like a shoe. We just slipped right in because I feel like I'm at the point now, and we have such a healthy, fantastic relationship. And I think
What would your advice be for like anybody who's listening to this, who's just getting into like the social media world? And this is something that I would have wanted, like if I was listening to this 5 years ago, 7 years ago, when I really started to get into this, what is your best advice for not giving a fuck what people think, managing those healthy relationships, red flags? I know you talk about red flags a lot on your page. You did like these stories the other day.
Green flags.
Yeah, you red flags. And green. I thought that Danielle actually, so for those of you who don't know, Danielle did a Q&A last week, I want to say, roughly last week.
Yeah.
Like red flags in relationships, whether it be like a partner or a friendship, same thing with green flags with a partner or friendship. What is your advice to people who are starting in this, who want to fucking go for it? Pardon my French. We've been swearing this whole time, but what are people like, what is your advice for people like that who want to get into it, but have a hard time managing just the opinions of others? I know you said before, kind of like, you know, looking at who the source is, but sometimes that's hard. Like I could have like a random person from like Timbuktu who says something to me and it could not affect, like, you know what I mean? Like what is your best advice for dealing with that? Is it like focusing on mental health?
Like, I want to know, like, give us a tip. Do you have any?
Oh my gosh. I don't want to come off as super lame, but here's one thing though, is we often feel like a lot of people, and yes, whatever, there is hate out there, but I think a lot of us feel like a lot of people out there are analyzing us and care that much about us, but really people don't care about you that much.
I so agree.
You know, so, and I even know.
I know you're right. I just, for some reason, I think when we get negative messages, it makes me feel like they do, but I'm like.
Cause you think like, you can get like, I told, like me and Jack talked about this. I feel like Danielle, you and I have talked about this before too. Like you can get 50 positive DMs. And then in my DM request, like I'll go through and it's like positive, 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 negative, positive, 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 negative. And it's like, instead of focusing on like the 15 or whatever, 50 or whatever positive messages, I focus on like the 5 to 10 negative. And that's something that I'm really working on through my spiritual healing.
So the reason why we are more apt to focus on the negative is it's actually a survival technique that it's in us. People are more inclined to pay attention to the negative versus positive because it's a survival thing. Like think about, you know, back in the day, is there danger around, anxiety, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And it would signal like anxiety and, you know, get into flight or fight syndrome and are in mode and go with it. So that's why a person is more inclined to focus on the negative. So that's also why when I dropped that,
in the 5 a.m. club, I know what you mean where you're more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's also why, you know, I, without being campy, I dropped that question box with what are your red flags? And then I also followed up with what are your green flags? You know what I mean? To kind of play those
negative, positive.
Exactly. Exactly. And sort of recondition the mind. So I don't know. I just, you know, don't overthink it. And it's easy to say, but I'm a person, I believe in therapy. Therapy is life changing. It changes your perspective. You know yourself better. And one thing about me is that I used to, and maybe this is why I didn't do this sooner, is I used to have, you know, like swirling thoughts and I would spiral. And
I call those the demons or like the committee.
Yeah. Yeah. And those thoughts make you feel really small. So you, yes. I guess quieting the noise, as you guys put earlier, and it's just.
Yeah, I think that's through meditation and journaling and things, you know, that I think there's a lot of voices we have in our heads. And I think that some are like not the truth. And there's some that are positive and they're coming from like, I think, spirit and higher good. And there's some thoughts that we have that are like really great. And we can have those thoughts when we're clear and when we're coming from a place of intention and we're coming from a positive state. But when we're stressed or caught up in anxiety and stress and all these negative emotions, it's harder to get there. And we care more what people would think. You know, I think it's really about what place you're in and just trying to hone in on certain practices to try to mentally clear your mind, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So you can, you know, it says a lot that about who you are and your healing that you don't care what people think. And I think it's amazing. And I think your confidence is just rubs off on everybody.
Yeah. And you know, if someone like wants to get out there and start storying, just think about it. Like you're on your Instagram and you're going through Instagram stories and you see someone come up and they're doing a talking story for the first time. You're not really focusing on that. And you just move ahead, you know, it's just rip the band-aid, just do it. You get used to it.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a couple
of things too. It's like, what are you living for at the end of the day? You're living for other people or you're living for yourself. It's a short life. So it's like, that's something I'm constantly telling myself. I'm like, who cares about this person? Who cares if this one follower doesn't like this or that? There's hundreds of people that do. And I can't be living for the one person that says this. It's not about that. And everybody has their own opinion and that's okay. And you just have to really not let yourself get like vibrationally lowered from people's opinions, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I would say it's more of an art versus a science, you know, there's no real formula for it.
I love that. Okay. So before we wrap up, you guys, we've been on for almost an hour, this flew. I know. I actually think we got to most.
I have a bunch of questions. Yes. Okay. Let me open my, hold on. I have to find my story where I posted the question box. The
ones I got that I didn't mention.
Here's one.
Tell us,
are you closer to Jackie or Liana? I think we know the answer. Except for the fact that, wait, I just will say that Jackie doesn't watch. I want to say this. Danielle and I have a love of certain reality shows that Jackie doesn't understand or grasp.
Facts.
Specifically facts. Big Brother. Danielle and I literally will sit on like we are spoiler people. I shared a spoiler once and Jackie was like, you can't share that. I'm like, but like Danielle and me, like we love spoilers, but like maybe not everybody loves spoilers, but you and I have like that connection that you and Jackie don't have in terms of that. But in like, I guess you are closer to Jackie essentially, but I'm very happy with where we're going.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, no matter what, where all of our friendships evolve, how close you get, whatever, with each of us, you'll always have a different relationship with me than with Liana. And that's what I love about it. That's what makes it like healthy. And I think I just love the dynamic of all of us. And I'm so grateful to see how our friendship evolves, how much we evolve together professionally, because we have so much coming together on the pipeline. And I'm excited.
Wait, I actually have one more question. There's a bunch, but this is something I have to say. It came from a burner account. Me and Danielle, we all know what burner accounts are. It says, can I date Danielle? Literally, it says, can I date Danielle?
Are you serious?
What are your thoughts? The person, his name is... let me check his profile. Hold on. Tom Joe 122. Okay, he's probably not real. He's following nobody and he has no followers and no picture. But can he date you? I don't think so.
No, for me.
Okay, well, I think we'll actually wrap up with that, you guys. Like, this was amazing. Danielle, I love you. Thank you for coming on, for sharing your story, for sharing all of your like incredible and inspiring insights. And I cannot wait for like all of our followers to hear this podcast.
I know. If people are asking me, they're like, so when is it coming out? Like, where can I listen? I'm like, wow, this is crazy, this reaction.
I'm going to have to do like no edits because this went so smoothly. So hopefully this will be out. Like, I'll try to get this out within the next week or so. So hopefully this will be out sooner than you guys think. And yeah, just thank you for listening, Danielle. Thank you for joining. Liana, I love you. This was so fun. And yeah, thank you all.
Thank you guys.